Hey guys, good morning. It is 6:47 in the morning, and I'm just, oh, sorry, my alarm, and I'm just getting dressed here. I've got a lot of things to do today. I've got violin class, and then my cousins are coming over. I've got English class. My cousins are coming over for a sleepover, by the way. Be fun. I'll be back with you later to give you the whole recap, I guess. Alright, I'll see you in a bit.
So I am using my headphones at the moment. I'll be speaking a bit louder because apparently when I speak at my normal volume, it doesn't pick up as well. So, oh my goodness, I'm almost to school because I just opened my phone to see what time it was because I was running a bit late and I saw the recording. I was like, shoot, I was supposed to record. So, since the last episode, which was Monday, right? When was the last? Oh, sorry, no, Saturday. Yeah, well, let's see. I'm just going to pretend I'm talking to my phone. Let's see what happened. Monday was fine. Tuesday was fine. Wednesday. Oh, wait. Well, yeah. Okay. So, my grandfather was supposed to get an operation yesterday. So, usually I go on Wednesdays to my grandparents' house to have lunch with them. But because he had to go to the hospital on Wednesday to, like, so they could explain it pre-op, I guess, I couldn't go. So, I went on Tuesday to lunch with my grandparents. And when I arrived, my great-grandmother, she's like on the floor, on the first floor. It's like ground floor, you know? And she can't climb stairs, obviously. Because she's 97, 98 this year, I think. No, yes. No. Yes, 98 this year. Sorry. Anyway, moving on. Where was I? Yeah, she was sleeping. So I was like, I'm gonna not wake her up because they'd already had lunch. So I was like, I'll just go down later and say hi. Well, I was doing homework and I got to doing homework and I completely forgot about going downstairs to say hi to my great grandmother. So I just did homework and then my mom arrived and I was super exhausted. So while she was talking with her parents, my grandparents, I just lay down on the sofa and I accidentally closed my eyes and I almost gave my mom a heart attack because she thought I was sleeping. And I don't know why she didn't want me to sleep. It's like, it would be hard to wake me up, I guess. I don't know. So she was like, oh my goodness, no, it's just like, and I opened one eye. I'm like, no, I'm not, but can we please go? I'm really tired. So we went home on Tuesday. That was Tuesday. Then Wednesday, it was just a regular day of classes. It was fine. Yeah. Oh yeah, we spent 2 hours doing one activity in accounting, so that was marvelous. That was amazing fun. Anyway, oh yeah, I was waiting at the train station for my train. My grandma texted me, he's like, are you still waiting for your train? And I'm like, yeah. Are you on your train? She's like, yeah, I am. With your granddad. I'm like, oh, cool. So she tells me more or less her location on the train, and then I walk down a little bit. And she's like, I'll be out the door. And then I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. So I'm walking. The train has stopped. The door's open. I'm walking. And I look her. I mean, I look her. I see her. Oh, my goodness. Language skills are not on. Anyway, I see her looking out the door in the other direction. And I go. I grab her hand to help me up. And she doesn't even look at me. Like, just a random person would be holding her hand and she doesn't even care. And then I'm like, hey, she's like, oh, you're here, Nodi, yay. And then we're basically blocking the door for everybody. So we had to move really quick because they were getting mad. Anyways, Thursday, which was yesterday. Yeah, today is Friday, March 14th, 2024, I think. 14th? I think it's 14th. 14th, is it? 15th, sorry. My bad. 15th. As I was saying, what was I saying? Yes, yesterday was a very emotionally exhausting day. because I had class and it did not go so well. But then, oh dear, the bench is wet. Oh, it's fine. I'm glad I didn't sit on it. I'm gonna sit on it almost. I need to chill before I go in. Since it, I've got 5 minutes. Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna just sit here on the floor. Okay. So yesterday, yeah, we had an exhausting class. It was like, ugh, are you serious? And as soon as I got out of school, I had piano class. I mean, violin class. So I had my violin with me. And I go, hang on, I'm gonna switch the microphone here real quick. There we go. That's much better. So I see my teacher had sent me a voicemail. And I'm like, shoot, she's gonna cancel class again. Luckily, we have class on Friday, which is good. So I open it, and she says, hey, so today I've only got you, and then I've got like 3 hours of doing nothing, and then I've got more students, but like there's 3 hours in between where I'm just like doing nothing. And I'm like, first of all, girl, what do you think I'm doing when I wait to be in violin class? Because I don't go home to eat lunch. I stay in the plaza all day. Anyway, for 3 hours. Yes. Anyway, moving on. So she's like that. She's like, do you think we could, like, cancel this one, postpone it? I know I have to give it back to you. So, like, if I miss a class or if she misses a class, then we have to redo it some other time. And I'm like, yeah, sure, no, it's fine. We have class tomorrow anyway. By the way, Saturday is my recital, so tomorrow for me is my recital. So it's a good thing we have class today. And she's like, well, I still have to confirm it. And I was like, she's probably not gonna. I didn't hear the part of confirming. So I went to my train. I got my train. I told my mom I caught the early train, which was like, wow, I caught the early train. That's amazing. And I'm in the car with my mom, literally leaving the train station. And she texts me. She's like, oh no, I hadn't canceled. We still have class today. And I'm like, I'm almost home. Like, I'm 2 minutes away from my house. And she's like, no, but I told you I had to confirm. Maybe we can do class 4:30, 4:45. I usually have class at 4. And I'm like, I'm sorry, that doesn't work out for me because I'm already home. But since we already have this class, you know, you said we would have to do it again, like another time. And she's like, well, yeah, okay, it's fine. So she's probably going to tell me off today. I've got 2 minutes left, so I have to go. So basically today is class and then eat in a plaza for 3 hours. I think I have chicken today. So the things that my family eats when I'm not there, they had chicken yesterday, so I'm having it today. Anyway, I'm going to eat in a plaza for 3 hours. I think I'm watching Tangled today. Oh, wow. Okay. That is a loud motorbike. Anyway, and then I've got violin class and then I'm going to, so my mom has English class with these two girls. And I also do, but since I've got violin, I've got to go to another stop over mine. So I get off, but there's another one after. I have to go to the one after me, to go to my dad. He's in the school doing class. So I have to go there, and wait for him because he'll take me home at like 6:30 and then I'll be home at 6:30. I mean, he's done at 6:15, so I'll be home 6:30, 6:35 to do my class with the girls. And also, at my train station, the one that I have to get off today, my cousins will be there because they're coming over for sleepover because they're coming to my recital tomorrow. And that is really exciting. So they're arriving like 5 minutes before I am. And I asked my cousin and she said that they would gladly be on the podcast and say hi. So that's going to be fun. And yeah, oh, and then we're watching Puss in Boots, the first one, because I've already seen the second one. And obviously they're not going to watch the second one, but the first one. Which I did, unfortunately. But, sorry. But yeah. I've gotta go now. Because I've gotta go to school. Okay. I will be back later. Bye! Hey guys, so as I told you, yesterday I was called by these people. And I'm in a separate class now, and I'm doing my work. But I just called them, and I was transferred once, and then this lady was with a person at the moment, so she was like, I'll call you back as soon as I'm done with them. So I'm still in the other class because my class is only in one place and I'm still separate, and I'm waiting for them to call me back, but I'm doing work and stuff, so if I need to print, I'll go to the other class, and then if they call me, I'll just pick up, you know, stuff. So
yeah, we're basically just waiting for this now. So yeah, I'll keep y'all updated. All right, y'all. It's been a while, and oh dear, I don't know what that is. Vented. And I'm still here. I'm still doing stuff. I'm just basically waiting for them to call me, and like when they call me, they'll call me. So we're chilling, you know. So I'm just doing work. I'm just in this room here, and yeah, we chill. That's fun. So yeah, I'm just waiting for them to call me, basically.
Hey y'all, I'm having lunch in the closet again. There's this pigeon. He's been staring at me for like 10 minutes. I've already finished my food, but it's making me uncomfortable. Oh my goodness. Oh dear. He's licking his chops as if he's gonna eat me. Oh no. Also, he's got like really pretty orange eyes. Is that weird? Is that a weird thing to say about a pigeon? Anyways, I was watching Tangled, so I'm gonna go watch Tangled. Bye.
I also haven't updated in a while. It's a little bit noisy. I've already done violin class at like 5:40 p.m. right now. And I'm getting out of the train station to go get my cousins. They arrived like 10 minutes ago. I feel so bad. But my train was late, so it wasn't even my fault. But oh well. Alright, we're just going up the steps now. Oh my goodness. I hate walking. I don't, but it's just so tiring. Okay, let's go out this way. My violin's. Okay, this way. Here we go. The pause is over there, so it should be close by. Oh, I see that. Oh dear. Oh my goodness, why is my cousin dressed up in a suit? I'm so confused. Okay, they're doing a weird handshake thing. What on earth? This is just a normal day, okay? I'm just so confused. Hang on.
Yeah. It's like you just... It's
we're here with him now.
Close. Hey, guys.
Are you okay?
Hey, guys. So an update. It is 7:44, and so I picked up my cousins and we went to my dad's school. Well, not my dad's school, where he does his classes with the little kids. And so we just chilled outside. We had an energy bar, granola bar, whatever you want to call them. And then we came back home, and I had my class with my girls. I just basically asked them like questions to see how well they knew each other, because they're sisters, and pretty well, except they were, like, really, really hyper, I guess, and we were, like, yelling a lot, so it was, like, really loud, and now I have a bit of a headache, but then, I called my cousins down, because we were gonna go walk Cooper, and we went to walk Cooper with the girls, and then when we got back, it was 5 minutes before they had to leave. But we were all just sat down at the table doing nothing, so I was like, let's just play a game. And I got several suggestions, but I didn't like any of them, or somebody else didn't like them. So finally I pulled out Taco Takeover. It is this crazy game where basically you have, in the shape of a taco, you've got different ingredients like fish, corn, beans, guacamole, jalapenos, hot sauce, stuff like that. And what you have to do is each player has like a menu. And each menu has from 3 to 5 different, oh dear, wait, hang on. From 3 to 5 ingredients. So the cards are all spread out on the table and each player has to find all of the ingredients on his or her menu. And whoever finishes first yells out Taco Takeover, but of course there's a twist. I'm gonna fold my laundry while I record this, because, but, as I was saying, there's a twist, and the twist is that there are these two cards. There's quite a few of them. One is the cockroach. If you get the cockroach, because obviously, okay, so the cards are upside down on the table, so you have to go with one hand picking them up, one by one, fast, obviously, because you want to be the first to finish and yell Toggle Takeover. But there are these cards, the cockroach. If you pick up the cockroach, you have to throw or put down
all of the cards that you had in your hand up to that moment. You have to put them back down and start all over. And then there's the antacid, which is a pill. And if you have the antacid, if you pick up the antacid, you throw it to another player, and they have to throw down all their cards. But you don't. So this way you gain, like, an advantage, you know? So yeah. So we played that, and then when it was time for them to go, 5 minutes later, by the time I'd explained it, we hadn't even played a round yet. So I was like, okay, let's just play a couple rounds. So we played for like 10 minutes. And then my mom was like, shouldn't you go check to see if their parents are here? And I'm like, okay, I'll go. I go, and they just pulled in. And I go and tell the girls, I'm like, your parents just pulled in. And the older one goes, it's fine, don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay. And we played for 5 more minutes until they actually left. And the thing is, we were all girls except my cousin Paul. And we all ended up with 2 winning cards. Like, okay, so if you win a round, you keep your menu as, like, to signify the point. And we all ended up with 2 except for Paul. So it was like all of the girls holding up our 2 cards. And Paul just being there like, I don't have any, I didn't win any. So that was fun. So now they just left, and I think Paul went back upstairs to be with Josh, because Josh is playing Fortnite. But I'm gonna go see if he wants to come down and be in the podcast instead of staring at a screen. I'm gonna go now and ask. And I just changed into my PJs because I've been wearing jeans all day, and yeah, basically that. So, and now I'm just folding my laundry. I'm sitting in my chair folding my laundry. So, I'm gonna go see if Paul wants to come down here. Lada is in the kitchen helping my mom with supper. I should be there too, but I'm folding my clothes. And she's telling my mom about her recent trip. So, they're fine. Alright, I'm gonna go get Paul. I'll be right back. Guys, we're back. Paul is here. Say hi!
Hello.
There's Paul. He's taller than me, despite being much, much younger than me. Don't look, that's my underwear. Still folding.
Just folding laundry.
I'm still folding the laundry. So, Paul, where have you been recently?
To 4 countries in the past 2 months.
Can you elaborate?
Okay. We started off by heading north into France.
Where did you start off from?
We started off from Barcelona, Spain.
Nice. That's where I'm from, kind of.
We went.
You're like, ahem!
Sorry. I know, I actually had to clear my throat.
Me too.
We went up to Toulon, France.
Toulon.
And had a nice 1 month there.
Oh,
While my sister went to Toulouse for 3 days with her mother.
Which was fun.
Which was very fun for her, yes.
Not for you.
It was nice. Yeah,
because how many brothers do you have?
I have 3 younger brothers.
And an older sister.
Wonderful. Yes. So.
That's not the point.
After a wonderful month of biking down mountains and having an awesome time swimming, it was very warm there, actually, summer.
Nice.
We went, our goal was to get to Rome. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to stay for a month in a very small village with 2 inhabitants, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. It was in winter, it's 2 inhabitants. In summer, it goes up because it's more of a vacation spot.
To, like, 10.
About that. So we were going to increase the population by, I think, 400%. So we were going to go there. But on the way, we stopped by Monte Carlo, nice. To the city of Monaco, where I saw two cars that interested me a lot, Bugatti Veyron and Bugatti Chiron. We also saw a bunch of Lamborghinis and Ferraris, but that's beside the point. It was beautiful. They had castles. We stopped by the casino. We didn't do anything there, don't worry. Okay. We just went in.
Gotta clarify.
We looked at the menu of the cafe there.
We looked at the menu?
Yes, we looked at the menu of the cafe. Don't go there unless you're making 7 figures... a year, because you won't be able to afford anything there. We didn't get anything. So, we went down. We went all the way to... Let's see. We went to the little village. But the people lied on the review, on the listing, saying that they had internet. But it was cloudy when we arrived, so the internet was not good. My father works online. He... needs, for a bank. He works for a bank, and he needs to be connected to the internet because he works remotely.
Sorry, but can you pass me my water bottle? It's in the backpack there behind you.
Yes. The internet was...
Just my water bottle. So he's sitting, like, I've got a bunk bed. He's sitting, like, right next to the ladder, and he just bonked his head on the ladder. Thank you so much.
Yes, don't worry. So, yeah, it had horrible internet, and the person, when we arrived, said, oh, I forgot to tell you, the internet is not there when it's cloudy or rainy. What's this?
It's a love heart. It's really good.
Okay, I'll try it.
It's British candy.
Okay, I'll try that.
What happened to your pants? The cat?
Oh, Cooper. The dog. We had to leave, so instead, we had to go for a week in Florence.
Which was?
Florence, Italy.
No, which was very fun.
It was very fun, yes. We lived right in the center, a 2-minute walk away from the Duomo, which is that big, big church that you see with the giant round thing on the top.
No idea what it is.
You haven't seen it?
I don't have culture.
I see. So, one of the biggest churches in the world. So, we had an awesome time there.
Yay.
Then, after that week, also my bike got stolen.
what?
So we
changed. The one that you got in January?
Yes, that kind of neon one. Mm-hmm. So it's, not bragging, it's a okayish bike from Decathlon.
Not bragging, it's an okayish
bike. It's an okayish bike, alright? It's a nicer bike. And Florence, you'll see that all the bikes are rusted up. Their seats are completely ripped up. So that bike that I have is kind of eye candy because it was new.
It disappeared.
So, first day we were there, I looked, gone.
What?
Not a trace. And my sister's bike, which was also kind of a bike like that, I think she chained it up better, and her seat was gone.
That sucks. Like,
the whole thing, gone. So, you know, we had to go without a bike. But Rome, you know, Rome was, and then we went down to Rome. Rome was awesome. Terrific. We lived kind of on the outskirts, but right next to a bus and a metro station. So we had access to the whole city. And I think Rome was my favorite, probably, because
Look at this.
What?
Look at this. You know what this is?
It's leggings?
It's pantyhose. Close enough. Continue. <Okay. laughs>
Anyway,
who is that?
A voice crack. Anyway.
Do it again.
I can't do it on command, sadly.
Look, more pantyhose.
We went to the Vatican, saw...
You're not allowed in the Vatican unless you're Catholic or something like that.
Well, I guess we broke in, I guess, illegally.
Don't say that
on
the podcast.
We went in helicopters with a SWAT team. No, I'm kidding. They let visitors into the Sistine Chapel, and we saw you know, the famous painting with God and Adam touching fingers.
Oh, that one.
We saw that. Then...
Did you stare at it for 5 minutes?
We stared at it for about 30 minutes, because my dad is my dad, and my mom is also my mom. So...
Of you stood in front of that thing?
There were chairs there, thankfully.
Oh, good.
And Italians are so nice. I'm not kidding. They're wonderful people.
Lada, we're on the podcast.
Hey, podcast people. What's up?
Paul is explaining your trip. He's at Vatican right now.
Vatican right now.
Yes, the Vatican. Another country. I took a selfie with one arm in Italy and then the rest in Vatican City.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah. So, we played that game where you're like, now I'm in Vatican City, now I'm in Rome, now I'm in Vatican City, now I'm in Italy. You know, that. It was fun. Also, Vatican City police cars are really, really cool. They have these really nice... Yeah, okay, sorry. I like cars. Yeah, Vatican was awesome. Then we left. We went... So my sister, Lara, who's in this room currently, she flew from Rome to Barcelona.
Close your eyes. I'm going to fold my underwear.
Because she's lucky. And... No, my sister flew because she's lucky. And...
You'll fly when you're 16 too, okay?
Okay.
I flew when I was 16.
Anyways.
Wrong. Yes, correct. Okay, you can open your eyes again.
We went with my three younger brothers on a 9-hour road trip back to Barcelona.
But
But
the minivan broke down.
Yes, yeah, our car what? Broke down in the
don't
middle.
Don't get so close, because they're going to break their headphones. Yes, thank you. I'm just going to put the phone over here. They're going to hear you just the same.
Sorry.
But you're totally fine.
I'm used to really, really bad microphones. Anyway.
Explain the car.
The car broke.
Why didn't nobody tell me about this?
We were driving.
We're telling you now.
You are putting up your...
We are driving in the outskirts of, you know, just in the middle of nowhere in Italy, okay? Through, you know, those big long tunnels going through the mountains.
Right.
And our car started smoking suspiciously.
Oh, no.
So, we pulled over, naturally, and popped open the hood, and, you know, it stopped smoking, because it was getting overheated. Anyway, so my dad kept driving, you know. And our car only has 5 gears, so we were revving it at 4,000 RPM.
106. Oh, no, it has 5.
The whole time.
Ha.
So, then it started smoking again, so we pulled over. We were inside this random town, and it was smoking really badly, so we opened it. My father is a very wise man. But...
No comment.
He opened the coolant... While the car was still hot, and if there's any gearheads out there, you'll know that if you open the coolant, that could blow up the pump.
Stop.
So, we opened it, we heard like a hiss of some sort, and then guess what? Can you guess?
Did it?
We saw blue liquid on the underside of the car just coming out. It was really bad. So, we looked for a mechanic, and guess what?
What?
We actually turned out to be... in the most beautiful part of the Italian coast.
Oh, yay.
I forgot what the town was called, but it's like these 5 towns. And typical. If you buy...
Cinque Terre.
Yes, we turned out to break down right there. So we spent 3 amazing days there. It was terrific, really. I can compare it to Rome, and it was just that awesome. So we had a wonderful time there, and then we kept driving when the car was fixed.
And how long did you stay in... Cinque Terre?
Cinque Terre, we stayed...
What, 2 days?
Two or three days.
Wow.
So, it was awesome, yes. So, yeah, that's about it. And then we came back, and then now we're here. And,
yay! Yeah. When did you arrive?
When did we arrive? Two or three days ago.
Yeah, like, Saturday. No, Sunday. No.
Sunday.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday.
Look, make up your mind.
Someday. Oh. You arrived someday.
Yes, a couple days ago.
Someday.
So I'll
it's Friday now. That was not a couple days ago.
It is. I said the other day.
No, you guys came on Monday.
Goodness, it's been that long already. Anyway, yes. A while ago.
This thing is so hard to hang. I'm not talking about a person. I'm talking about a chair. I know my podcast.
What are you doing to your grandmother? no.
I'm not like my great-grandmother because she's like 98.
Yeah.
Girl.
I don't know. Oh no, Stitch!
She has a model figure of Stitch on her.
No, it came in a Kinder Egg.
Oh, anyway.
There's one in there if you want it, by the way.
Where?
In this first drawer.
Okay.
Wait, no, don't touch it. There's a lot of other things in there that you don't want to see. So don't touch it!
Okay,
Lada, do you want to add anything to the podcast? I want to say something. You already know them because we spent Christmas with them. I spent Christmas with them way back in December. We had a sleepover, and I think I was recording that Thursday.
Yes, you were recording that Thursday.
Yes, I leaked information.
Did you?
Yes.
What did you say?
I'm not saying, because now I would be leaking information for a second time.
Well, I think I edited out.
Fine, whatever. Anyway.
Oh, they know them.
Oh, not anymore, okay.
Because it's my last name, it's the same.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
What do you want me to add to the podcast room?
I don't know. Whatever you want.
Okay, like, no, life tricks, life lessons. Okay, here's a life lesson.
Jesus.
If you're ever in a building, especially an important one.
Who texted to me?
Let's say university.
Oh.
Oh, yes, this is good.
Yeah,
good.
Oh, so. No.
Listen up, this is important.
I am listening.
First of all.
Kind of.
If you go to university, especially if you go to university library, or anywhere that you have to be really quiet.
Okay.
Make sure
that
the shoes you're wearing and the floor don't squeak horrendously while you're there.
So if you guys have watched Monsters University, if you guys have watched Monsters University and you've seen the library scene, that was basically her.
That was you?
Squeak!
So, okay, listen, you weren't there. You don't know. You
told me the story.
You were probably whining about people being stupid about coolants.
All right.
I was here studying.
Let's have positive sibling relationships on the podcast.
Never.
This is a realistic podcast.
Okay now be quiet. I'm saying life lessons. My two life lessons is wear the right shoes to quiet places.
Okay,
or you're going to bother people, including yourself, especially yourself. And number two is, if a door even looks like an emergency exit, I don't care if it doesn't say it's an emergency exit. I don't care if it expressly says that it's not an emergency exit. If it looks like an emergency exit, don't go through the door.
What?
So basically,
okay,
she's a rock.
Shut up.
Okay.
Put your volume down.
It's not going to end up well.
What did you do?
Explain. I went through a door that wasn't marked emergency exit after squeaking around like a library demon.
Why did you go through an emergency exit?
Because it wasn't marked.
Because it didn't say it was an emergency exit. It said exit to hallway.
It didn't have a red handle. It had a gray handle.
Where's my other shock?
It didn't even say exit to hallway. It said to the hallway.
Oh, found it.
A posadis, or something like that. Anyway.
Oh, this was here? In Spain?
Yeah.
Yes, this was in the University of Barcelona.
Oh, that's
it. Wasn't her fault. It just...
It was my fault.
No, it wasn't. Because it didn't have the door marked.
Don't commit the same...
I'll be back in 2 minutes.
What?
Like, do not kill yourself.
We're doing the podcast now?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No.
You're doing amazing.
I am officially and legally renaming this podcast to, Paul.
Lado, I said it first.
No, I said it first.
I said it first.
I had the idea first.
I said it first.
Shall we entertain our listeners?
With what?
Good question.
Singing?
No.
Ow, that hurt my foot.
And she's back.
I wanted to
just even at the
off.
Thought of us singing. She had to burst back and stop us.
I wanted to
Oh no,
off.
She's choking me! Nobody stop it!
Oh no! My candy!
Oh.
So what is the theme of this? Oh my word, you got a Hansel rubber ducky.
I sent you a photo.
It doesn't even make any noise.
I know.
Why?
It's never made any
noise. It is a rubber ducky in the shape of a space shuttle.
No.
No, it's a rubber duck in a space shuttle.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No, this isn't its body, Paul. What is
Move your feet.
You?
I want to.
How was he going to do re-entry?
Okay. This is the snacks that we got for today.
No, it's going to go back into the door. What's it called? It's the cargo bay? I don't know.
This is the snacks that we have for today.
Yes,
Whoa.
Candy!
Oh my gosh, but shush.
Oh, this is my favorite chocolate in the world.
I knew it.
Lindt does not do
it's
anything.
It's not Lindt.
This is a Toblerone, and it is not
person.
Sponsored.
My question, Nuni, is there a theme to this Toblerone. Episode?
To this episode?
Yes.
Basically, you guys are here.
Yeah.
We are here. We're having a sleepover.
Awesome.
And guess what we're watching? We're watching Puss in Boots 1.
Because we're old school. And
my teacher said my violin was so much better this week.
Yay!
I'm so proud of myself. Thank you. Want another one?
Hey, the nice thing... Yes, please. Nice thing about piano... I mean, violin, guys, is that it's not like piano.
Mm-hmm.
Piano, you start with the basics, and it's just basic.
Okay.
And then it just gets harder and more complicated. And, you know, just painful. Even though it's still worth the pursuit. Violin, however, it's very difficult at the beginning. You got the proper posture, the proper technique.
Yep.
And after you've been at it a few years, it just gets simpler.
Yes.
You're talking about
violin.
The violin
gets easier and easier.
Oh.
Piano gets harder and harder. So remember
I
that.
I can confirm because I play
and
both.
And same with the cello. I play the cello. I think it's better than the violin. Violins are too squeaky.
Shut up.
Especially when you're starting out. You
cannot
make a cello squeaky. If anything, it's like a low rumbling.
You can't make a cello squeaky.
Yes, but it's much harder to than make a violin squeaky.
We're all enjoying our candy, by the way.
Yes,
we're
eating.
It's a British candy. It is so good.
You got a sponsorship?
What?
You got a sponsorship?
No.
Oh.
This video is sponsored by Raid Shadow Legend.
Shadow Video. Oh my goodness.
How long are your podcasts usually?
Like 15 minutes.
I see.
How long is this one?
What's the typical demographics?
The time varies.
Of the listeners.
Usually, but this one is 34 minutes so far.
I see.
You're not to cut some of this out.
Oh, no.
No.
They listen to all of it.
They
do. I don't know, whoever listens.
Hello, listeners.
Okay, we're probably going to have supper now, and I have to go set the table probably soon. So, we're going to go. I'm probably going to come back and say goodnight later, but Yeah, that's it.
You can say goodnight now.
Yeah, but it's only 8 p.m., so.
But the sun's already set.
Doesn't matter.
But where were they going to be listening? You don't know what time they'll be listening it to. So
good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Oh, my word.
No, no, no. The full thing is, and in case I don't see you.
And in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
He doesn't even talk like that.
I know. I'm ruining it for everybody.
No, he's ruining it for everybody.
What do you mean? I just said good afternoon, good evening.
In the weirdest voice I've ever heard you speak it.
You just said it in a Lydia accent.
Oh, look at my calf. Not that kind of calf.
Oh.
This is my calf, right?
I think that is.
I think yes. It's my calf.
The opposite sex.
What calf?
Oh, because this is my fly. Okay, I'm lying down on the floor now. Yeah. It is so dirty. I haven't cleaned it in a long time. And yet I washed my hair yesterday.
No, for boys listening, this is an incredibly immaculate room by boys' standards.
Absolutely.
And by girls' standards?
It is a mess.
It is.
Boys, this is the best.
It is a friggin' mess, you guys.
And by my standards, it is comfortable.
And that's what's important.
Yeah.
She said comfortable in case you didn't hear her. Anyway. What are you doing with my duck? Can you please be careful with my duck? Yeah, we did the space hunting thing in 2017.
Oh, right.
And we each got a little duck thing.
Is that 2017?
2017.
Oh, I thought you were talking about 2023.
No, 2017.
I'm so old.
And we went in 2022.
No, 2023.
I went 2023.
Yes, you did.
We all went 2022 and 2017.
You didn't go. No, you all went 2021.
2020. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But it wasn't for long.
No, it was only like 2 weeks. What do I have in my...
It felt like 3 days.
I felt like there's a hair inside my sock.
This is a public podcast.
So? They know me already.
Who?
Who's they?
I don't know. Because I don't know them because they never email me.
Email her.
Thank you.
Email her.
Just so she knows that people...
Let you know.
I know that people listen.
Oh, you, oh wait, is it like YouTube where you get all the cool status? Like,
well, yeah, yes, the but Acast. Or Acast.
What are the demographics?
I have no idea. My laptop's in my backpack if you want to pass it to me.
Are you mostly in the U.S.?
Yes. Yes. U.S., Germany, Belgium, and like Netherlands, I think. And France.
Bonjour.
Right, because everybody there speaks English, but in
American. Exactly. Okay, we're gonna go. I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Say bye.
Bye.
That was you guys. Hey, y'all. It's 10:23 a.m. on Saturday, and I just realized that I did not say goodnight because we were busy. But we watched the movie. We watched Puss in Boots 1. It was really good. We really enjoyed it. And I am now headed towards my recital, violin recital. My mom and cousins are parking. They're going to go to a bookshop, I think. And then they'll be here in an hour to watch me play, and I think I'm gonna get a mess up because I didn't do too well. I practiced this morning, but I didn't do so well. So there's something going on in this plaza, so I'm just gonna stop now, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Bye, y'all.